The Stark County Sheriff's Office is investigating a fatal motorcycle crash that occurred Saturday night in Lake Township. Deputies responded just before 9 p.m. to State Route 43 between Andrews Street Northeast and Manning Road. Preliminary findings show a southbound motorcycle crossed left of center, failed to negotiate a curve, and went off the roadway. The rider was taken to Summa Health Akron campus, where they were pronounced dead. Their name has not yet been released. The Canton Metro Crash Team and Hartville Fire Department assisted at the scene. A child is dead following a house fire in Plain Township. The blaze was reported Thursday afternoon in the 2500 block of Cathy Drive Northeast. A man and two children were taken to area hospitals. Six-year-old Ellie Workman was pronounced dead after arriving at the hospital. Officials say her stepfather is in stable condition, while her four-year-old sister remains in critical but stable condition. The Stark County Sheriff's Office and the State Fire Marshal are investigating the fire. A Bethlehem Township hit-skip crash has now turned fatal. The Highway Patrol says 79-year-old Gregory Kutcher died Thursday from injuries suffered in the May 23rd incident on Hudson Drive Southwest. Investigators say he and two others were standing near a tree that had fallen across the road when an eastbound vehicle struck the tree, causing it to hit them. The driver left the scene. Troopers continue to search for a small, light-colored four-door sedan believed to be involved. East Canton police have filed multiple charges against a man following a standoff Saturday night. 51-year-old Gregory Sala of East Canton is charged with felonious assault and inducing panic. He allegedly threatened a woman after she refused his offer for a ride and later pointed a rifle at her from a second-story window at a South Burger Street home. Nearby homes were evacuated as the Alliance SWAT team responded. Sala later surrendered without incident. He's scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. Alliance residents could see higher garbage bills starting July 1st under a proposal before City Council. The ordinance would increase standard residential trash collection rates by 64 cents a month to $21.33. Backdoor service would rise to $37.86 monthly, while senior bag service would increase to $10.96. Council is also considering a separate emergency ordinance authorizing up to $440,000 for cleaning and repairs to aeration tanks at the city's wastewater treatment plant. Officials say both measures are needed to maintain essential city services. SARTA is preparing to ask voters again for a sales tax increase. The board is expected to consider placing the same 0.1% tax hike on the November ballot after voters narrowly rejected the measure last month. SARTA's sales tax is currently 0.25%. Officials say the increase would generate about $8 million annually to help replace aging buses, restore limited Sunday service, and expand the agency's D2D transportation program. The board has until August 5th to place the issue on the November ballot. A corrections officer in Portage County has been fired following the conclusion of an internal investigation. The sheriff's office says Austin Wilson of Lake Milton was criminally charged February 24th and placed on unpaid administrative leave while both criminal and internal probes were underway. The sheriff's office says a pre-disciplinary hearing May 27th found multiple policy violations, including conduct unbecoming an officer. Wilson was terminated Thursday. The criminal case is pending, and he may appeal the decision through union grievance procedures. The Columbiana County Park District Board is back to full membership after a series of resignations left it briefly reduced to 3 members. Probate and juvenile court judge Thomas Baranzi swore in 5 members Friday, including new appointees Neil Bayless of Letonia, Linda Linebaugh of Columbiana, and Kevin Todd of New Waterford, along with returning former members Tom Butch of Salem and Eileen Dre Barden of Rogers. The board, which oversees the Little Beaver Creek Greenway Trail and other county parks, will hold its first meeting today to organize and elect a chair and vice chair. Wellsville school officials have accepted the retirement of Superintendent Dave Capozzello and named an interim superintendent. At a special meeting Friday, the Board of Education appointed Kyle Exline, current athletic director and assistant principal, as interim superintendent beginning Saturday. The board also approved a search process for a permanent superintendent and authorized the board president to oversee the hiring. Capozzello's retirement is effective July 31st. He will serve as a consultant during the transition. One person is dead after a Sunday night crash in Youngstown. Police say a vehicle flipped on its side in the 800 block of Market Street just after 10:15. The cause of the wreck has not yet been determined. Market Street was closed between Pyatt Street and Falls Avenue while authorities investigated. Boardman police say reports of a large fight involving more than 100 people brought a heavy law enforcement presence to Boardman Park Sunday night. WKBN-TV reports officers were called around 8:30 after a report that someone at the park may have a gun. Police determined an argument had occurred, but there was no fight and no weapon was found. No arrests were made and no injuries were reported. The park was evacuated and closed for the night. The return to work at Ultium Cells in Lordstown will be delayed. Employees were told work is expected to resume sometime in August. Ultium said in January the plant paused production in response to weakened customer demand. The original announcement said about 700 workers could be returning as early as Monday. The GM LG plant was the largest employer in Trumbull County when it opened with about 2,200 employees in August 2022. Another 600 laid off workers would not return return unless demand increases. Altium says employees will be notified directly of any changes. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.